It all started in August of last year when HBO began airing the documentary Back on Board. It's the story of Greg Louganis. You might remember he won gold medals in springboard and platform diving at the 1984 and 1988 Olympic Games. He's still the only male to accomplish that feat.
Never got a Wheaties box. Their response was that I didn't fit their wholesome demographics or whatever. Basically, you know, being gay.
That scene from the HBO documentary really got to Julie Songerath. She was in high school in the 80s when Louganis was winning all those gold medals.
And it was very sweet. He didn't seem bitter about it. He was just like, yep, it eluded me.
Most people might have left it at that. But Julie went to change.org and started a petition. At first, she wasn't sure anyone would sign it.
You know, when I hit 100, I was elated. I was like, oh, that's awesome. People agree with me.
But there was still one person Julie wasn't sure would agree with her starting a petition on behalf of Greg Louganis. That person was Greg Louganis. So Julie sent the championship diver an email.
Hi, my name is Julie Songerath. I started a petition. Here's the link. And he responded back that afternoon. And that's when I felt a little more legit.
Louganis told me that Julie shouldn't have been worried.
No. I think that is so sweet that, you know, somebody would make that effort. You know, I thought it was very endearing. You know, and then when it took off, it was like, oh, my God, this is insane. I mean, you know, over 40,000 signatures. And people were sharing it and liking it and signing the petition. And I mean, it was really kind of crazy.
This week, General Mills announced that Greg Louganis will finally be featured on a Wheaties box. He's part of the brand's Legends series for athletes who were overlooked the first time around. Boxes will start showing up in stores next month. General Mills says it wasn't the petition that changed their minds. They say such things don't matter when it comes to choosing their featured athletes. But for Louganis, those 43,846 signatures mean something more than just getting his picture on a box of cereal. Back in the 80s, when Louganis was told that he wasn't wholesome enough to appear on the Wheaties box, he hadn't yet talked publicly about being gay. His HIV status was a closely guarded secret. He had been diagnosed shortly before the 1988 Games. At the height of his career and his popularity, fans didn't really know him. And now they do.
It means more to me today. It really does. It means more to me today than it probably would have had I gotten it back in the day. Because I feel like I'm being embraced as a whole person. You know, human, flaws and all. I put everything out there. So people, you know, they're embracing a gay man living with HIV who recently got legally married in the state of California. And, you know, I think we're just going to continue moving forward.
I have just one more question for you, and it's this. You posted a photo on Twitter of yourself about to eat a spoonful of Wheaties, and I'm wondering if they taste any better now that they come out of a box with your photo on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's so exciting, you know. Never would I dream of this happening, you know, the Wheaties box. It's iconic.
And as Louganis knows better than most, now that gay athletes have come out during their careers in the NBA and the NFL, a picture on a box of cereal is just the latest of many dreams to come true.